One day I felt a lump in my breast. At the time, I wasn't too worried about it since I had always had lumpy breasts. But this lump did not go away. So I went to see my doctor.
Welcome to Women of Hope. I'm Carol, and I'm sure you know what we're going to talk about today.
And I'm Tammy. Yes, we've talked about breast cancer before on Women of Hope, but it's good to make sure we're up to date in our understanding of this disease.
In 2010, 1.5 million people worldwide were told that they had breast cancer. Margaret is one of those people. And she's also a nurse. She told us some really helpful things about breast cancer that we want to share with you today. She loves to take any opportunity she can to talk to other women about breast cancer. If she hadn't found that lump and gone to her doctor, she may not have been alive today.
And we're thankful that she's still living to share her story. But before I ask Carol to do this for us, here are some facts about breast cancer. Nearly 1 in every 4 women in the world with cancer has breast cancer. More women in the world die of breast cancer than of any other type of cancer.
I talked with Margaret and I asked her a lot of questions about breast cancer. You know, it may seem like a simple question, but I asked her first if she would help me understand just what actually is breast cancer. She told me that cancer occurs when normal cells in the body change and become abnormal and uncontrolled. Those uncontrolled cells mass together and form lumps or tumors. In breast cancer, this happens somewhere in the breast tissue.
We don't know what causes breast cancer, do we?
That's just it. We don't know the cause of breast cancer, and we don't know how to prevent it. But there are some things that we can do to reduce our risk or find the cancer in its very early stages. We just need to look for those signs before we have any symptoms. Knowing your family history is important. If you have female relatives, such as a mother, a sister, an aunt, or a cousin who have had breast cancer, it may be that you have a greater risk of developing this type of cancer. A doctor can tell from a blood test whether you're at risk. So ask your healthcare worker for more information if you have a relative who has had breast cancer.
So let's talk about how we should look for those signs of breast cancer.
Tammy, you and I both know that self-examination or feeling your own breast for any change is important. Margaret said that all women over the age of 18 should be taught how to do this by their mother, teacher, sister, or another female relative that they trust, like their healthcare worker.
This is important because if you see or feel any changes in your breast, you need to go to your healthcare worker as soon as you can. Don't delay.
Every woman knows her own breasts better than anyone else. Examining your own breasts regularly helps you to know how they normally look and feel, and that helps you to notice any changes in them. There is a quick and simple way to check that there are no problems. It's best to do this when your breasts are not tender or swollen, which they can be just before your period. But if you're not sure, ask your healthcare worker.
So let's share how you should do a breast self-exam.
Okay. Most women find that it's best to examine their breasts when they're bathing or dressing. If you do it while you're bathing, The soap helps your fingers to move smoothly over the surface of your breast. So, first stand in front of a mirror with your hands on your hips. Look for any changes in the size, shape, or color of your breast. They should look the same as the last time you examined them.
That's right. Do they look the same size and shape? Are there any dimples in the skin? Is there any swelling or bulging of the skin? And look at the skin. Are there any dry, scaly patches or rashes? Check that there are no changes in the shape of your nipples or any discharge. This could be a watery, milky, or yellow fluid, or even blood. And while you're standing in front of the mirror, lift both arms up and look under each arm for any changes in the armpit area.
The next step is to place your left arm above your head. Again, you can do this while you're bathing, or you can lie down. Placing your arm above your head spreads the breast tissue as thin as possible, making it easier to feel. Open your right hand flat, and using the pads of the middle three fingers, feel your breasts all over, using light pressure first, then medium pressure. Feel all the way up to your collarbone, then into your armpit, and across to the center of your chest, and then down to your rib cage. Use smooth up and down sweeping strokes or a small circular motion. Don't use your fingertips or dig your fingers in. Now, do the same with your other breast, putting your right arm up above your head and feeling with your left hand.
It is really quite easy. You have to feel with a flat hand from the collarbone right to the ribs, and from the middle of the chest to the armpit, covering all of the breast tissue. And do this by making small circular movements or up and down movements across the breast. You're feeling for any lumps or any changes in the breast.
That's right. But it's important to remember that finding a lump or a change in your breast does not necessarily mean you have cancer. Many women have lumpy, tender, or swollen breasts, especially during their menstrual cycle. These changes disappear at the end of the cycle once your period arrives. But if you notice any changes, it's best to check with your healthcare worker anyway, because finding breast cancer early is essential for the best treatment.
On Women of Hope today, we're sharing some information about breast cancer from our friend and nurse, Margaret.
As you get older, another method of checking for breast cancer is a mammogram or X-rays of the breast. If you live in an area where mammograms are available and you are over 40, you should have a mammogram every 2 years. Or, if you have a family history of breast cancer, then you should have one every year.
Carol, you and I have both had a mammogram. So, let's describe what happens when you have a mammogram.
As you know, Tammy, you will need to undress above the waist. A technician will be in the room with you to help you through the process. He or she will put your breast in the right position to get the best picture. You'll feel some discomfort when the breasts are flattened against the X-ray plate, but this only lasts a few seconds. The whole procedure takes about 20 minutes, and the results of the X-ray will be sent to your healthcare worker.
Did our nurse tell us anything else we can do to check for breast cancer?
Well, yes, she did. She was concerned that many women are reluctant to see a healthcare worker because of religious or social stigma that's associated with this part of the body. But being afraid of treatment or relying on traditional medicine may also mean that some women don't ask for help until the disease is well advanced. The sad part about that is that we know that if breast cancer is found early, it can often be treated successfully and a person's life can be saved.
Have you heard of a man who has gotten breast cancer?
Yes, but you know it doesn't happen very often. But if a lump is found, it's important to see your healthcare worker just the same as it would be for a woman.
In a few moments, we're going to hear Nurse Margaret's own story about breast cancer, so don't go away. We're looking forward to hearing Nurse Margaret's story about how God brought her back to Him when she had wandered away. Carol's going to tell us her story.
Margaret grew up going to church and Sunday school, but she didn't hear the good news about Jesus and believe in Him until she was in her 30s. She and her husband went to church regularly and read their Bibles and prayed together as a family. They brought up their two sons to follow God and generally lived to please God in their family life. As her children grew into adults, she worked more and more. She was very busy and attended social gatherings for work, too. The more she worked, the more stressed she became, and eventually, she stopped going to church regularly. She also stopped reading her Bible, and her faith in God faded into the background. Then came the day that she felt the lump in her breast and went to her doctor. As she said, she was not too worried, as she had always had a lumpy breast. But the doctor asked her to have a mammogram and a biopsy, where they take a tiny sample of the lump through a fine needle and then examine it under the microscope in a laboratory. And the doctor also examined her breasts. Several days later, she was told the results of the tests. She had breast cancer.
I'm sure she was shocked at the news. I think most people fear that moment when they might hear they have cancer.
Tammy, I could tell by the way that she told me that this was a very difficult time for her and her family. But this made her realize that she had to return to her God and her faith in Jesus. She knew that she had left Jesus, but He had not left her. And she knew that whether or not she survived this illness, she had to put her trust in Jesus again. She said that as soon as she did this, she knew that everything would be all right, that she would get through it.
So what happened next?
Her healthcare team was made up of a surgeon who would operate to remove the lump, an oncologist, which is a doctor who specializes in treating cancer patients, a breast cancer nurse, and her local doctor.
In most places, your healthcare worker would be the person you would have the most contact with. They would advise you about who to see for treatment.
Some women who have breast cancer have to have the whole breast removed. This is called a mastectomy. I asked Margaret if she had had a mastectomy. She said, fortunately, she did not have to have her whole breast removed, just the lump and the surrounding tissue. She was very thankful to God for that.
After any type of cancer operation, many people have to have chemotherapy. Chemotherapy is a course of medication they give to you to kill any remaining cancer cells. Did Margaret have to have chemotherapy?
Yes, she did. And she did have some side effects, including several bad infections, because the drugs damage your immune system for a while, and your immune system helps to protect you from illness. Then, after she finished the course of chemotherapy, she went on to have a treatment called radiation therapy. In this treatment, a narrow beam of radiation from a special machine is pointed right at the cancer tumor. This also kills any remaining cancer cells and reduces the risk of the cancer from coming back. The side effects of this treatment made her skin on her breast and her chest very red and sore, like a sunburn. Following both of these treatments, she also started taking tablets to reduce the risk of this cancer returning. The tablets stop your body producing the hormone estrogen, which can feed this type of breast cancer that she had. She'll probably have to take these tablets for the rest of her life.
On Women of Hope today, Carol is telling the story of our friend and nurse, Margaret, who had breast cancer. So, Carol, how is Margaret now?
Well, it's been 5 years since she was first diagnosed with cancer, and she has finally returned to work. She's healthy now, although there's no guarantee that this cancer won't return. She told me that this experience really made her think about what was important in her life. Things like her relationship with God and her family and her church. She actually wrote to me about this. Would you like me to read what she said?
Please do.
As I look back at the time surrounding my illness and treatment, I can see the hand of Jesus all the way through. God's timing is always perfect. He stopped me in my tracks and brought me back to himself at just the right time. God was saying to me, "Be still and know that I am God." I knew he was with me all through my treatment and that he had total control over my illness. Jesus's love for me and the prayers of my church and family and friends helped me through that time. I learned that in times of trouble like this, it's very comforting to have people praying for you. It gave me a real sense of peace. Ever since this time, I've been sure that Jesus is with me all the time, and I'm very sure that he will never leave me. God's word says, "I have made you and will carry you. I will take care of you and will rescue you." During difficult times, I try not to pray to God to change my situation, but for him to give me his strength to get through the hard times. I pray for him to guide me and comfort me. And now that I'm well, I thank God every day for my good health. There's always the risk that this cancer will return, maybe years from now. But I draw strength from knowing that God has power over illness and dying. If we put our faith and trust in Jesus, death is not the end, but just the beginning of a wonderful new eternal life in heaven. If I'm tired or discouraged, I remember that Jesus said, "Come, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest." And when I'm tired, I go to one of my favorite verses in the Bible where God says, "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow faint." And I know that God will give me the strength to keep going. As a follower of Jesus, I know that I have a sure future because I've put my trust and my faith in him, not because of anything I can do myself. Jesus loves us so much that he came to give his life for us. He took the punishment for the wrong things that we've done, and you too can put your trust in him. He gave his life for you and me. God is all-loving and all-powerful, and we need to remember that every day.
Wow, what a wonderful testimony of God's faithfulness. Thank you, Carol, for sharing Margaret's story with us today. I've learned some things I didn't know about breast cancer, and I hope you have too, my friend.
Margaret says she loves to share with other women how God helped her through this difficult time.
Before we finish today, our friend Mornette is going to share some more thoughts about praying to our amazing God who cares for us in times of trouble. Welcome back, Mornette.
Do you ever give compliments or tell someone that they have done well? When you see someone do something very kind and thoughtful, or you see a lovely work of art, praise just seems to come naturally, doesn't it? Do you ever do that as you pray? Tell God what you appreciate about His character? Praise is a type of prayer. When we talk about God's character, His mercy, His goodness, love, and faithfulness, or we praise all the wonderful things He has made and done in this world. Because God's character stays the same, we can praise Him even in times of trouble. Then our focus shifts from our situation to God, who is with us in every situation. That's why one of the Bible writers said, "I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise shall always be in my mouth." When you think about God, what do you want to praise Him for?
Thank you so much, Mornette, for sharing. I can think of many things to praise God for. Can you? We heard a lot of important information today. If you have a question or you just want to share your own story, we want to hear from you. You can write to us in care of this station or at Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org. Or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week, filled with God's blessings.